Elsa is extremely ambitious. She's extremely focused. She's someone who has an incredible amount of energy for life and work and fun, and she has a ton of humor in her, a real cynicism. I think she's someone who's bursting with far too much life for one human being to contain, and so she ends up needing to drive things to their final conclusion, whether or not they're good for her and everybody else or not. I mean, I think that Elsa and Clive have incredible amount of fun together. I can't imagine that either of them could be with anybody else. I think they're very fortunate to have found each other, and they're both so passionate and obsessed with what they do. I don't think Elsa could ever be with anyone who wasn't totally immersed in the world that she's immersed in. I mean, because it's so much of what she thinks about, so much that drives her is her ambition in this field. So they really, I think, drive each other forward. They feed on each other. They make each other more passionate about what they do. And I think ultimately, it's really bad for both of them. I don't think that this film is about the danger of science and where it can take us. I think it's about the danger of human beings. And I always think there's that thing that Guillermo del Toro said about this script, which I think is so totally accurate, which is that the best kind of horror films are morally dangerous. I think this film is morally dangerous. I think it walks a line where, people like me who support stem cell research could be very afraid of it. And yet I think it's really important to like push where our fears lie, even if they're ones that we don't want to address or take seriously. I love working with Vincenzo. I think he creates the most amazing environment on a set. People are having so much fun. It's a really happy set. It's so intoxicating, his enthusiasm for what we're doing. I have such a belief in him and his vision for the film. He knows this film inside out. He knows these characters inside out. His direction is so incredibly useful and practical, and it's very rare that a lot of directors give great direction, but it's very rare when you actually feel someone change your performance for the better consistently. And I just feel like he's always got something to say that just shifts it so that you get where you were trying to go. I think he knows these characters inside out. He's been living with them for so long, and the little bits I've seen on the monitor are just so sort of visually stunning. So I think everyone has a real belief in this film, and I've rarely had this much fun working with someone, so I can't say enough good things about him. I think that this film will be unlike anything that's ever been made. Like I can think of aspects of certain films that to compare it to, but I think that they should be prepared to be kind of shocked by this film. I think this film will be shocking.